Off we go to JMI Wealth and Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
What is Starlink?
Starlink. Let's talk about Starlink. Yeah, it's not just the old Tesla Model 3s moving up the new car statistics that's the long arm of Elon Musk in New Zealand. He's now reached our shores in another guise. Yeah, this is Starlink, who announced pricing plans yesterday. I've certainly allowed you to access quotes via their website. Now, who are they? Yeah, very good question. This is a satellite broadband service. And, yep, it's an Elon Musk company. It's a subsidiary of SpaceX. So you colonise Mars and you deliver internet to South Island High Country. Why not? Look, in an incredibly simplified sense, it's basically a whole lot of low-level, low-orbit satellites that deliver high-speed broadband to the ground. Now, there was talk last year of a ground station in New Zealand as well, and I'm not sure of the details of that or where that is at. But before we talk about the pricing, Mike, I do want to just mention that this whole business model has not been without controversy. It's not just Starlink. There are a number of companies looking at this service as well, including Amazon, and they're all looking to put extensive arrays of satellites up there. And we're talking potentially tens of thousands of these things in the end. Now, anybody that is interested in looking at the night sky or astronomers contend that this has the potential to change the way we view the stars, and obviously astronomers in particular, and not just optical astronomers but the general public, but potentially interfere with radio telescopes as well. The problem with these things, Mike, is they reflect sunlight, and basically they said the night sky will never be the same again. Now, Starlink is working to try and mitigate this. They're changing the orientation of the satellites, painting them in a less reflective colour, fitting visors to reduce reflections. But look, it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. But will it appeal to New Zealanders, Mike? Well, potentially in areas with poor internet coverage. Back to the pricing, I mean, it's $800 for the hardware, or $799 to be exact. You then fork out $159 a month, $114 for shipping and handling. You only pay $159 up front, but there's no guarantee that you're going to get the service. So look, Mike, it's an interesting addition to the space. As with everything with Elon, it generates headlines. I don't think it's a game changer.
Okay, fair enough. Twitter was interesting, wasn't it? Because they lost users and the politics are at play here, but they seemingly numbers-wise did okay on the bottom line.
That's right. So we're working our way through the US reporting season. I just do want to quickly point out that we're heading into our local reporting season as well. And our market's weakened a little bit going into that. Bit of a shock for Sanford yesterday, Mike. They got an issue with their Havelock muscle processing plant, but it looks like an isolated issue. Yeah. Now, Twitter, will it be the same without Trump? I guess that's the big question. Who was, great entertainment waiting for his Twitter Trump outbursts. It was often the only reason I looked at Twitter, actually. But yeah, they reported record fourth quarter earnings. They beat their earnings and revenue expectations. They're going gangbusters. They did slightly miss their user growth expectations. Jack Dorsey, the CEO, commented that Twitter is bigger than one topic or account, obviously referring to Trump. Now, the share price has been on a bit of a tear lately, Mike. It's up 14% so far this week, so all good there. But Cisco, just the other biggie that announced after hours yesterday, all things internet, networking, hardware, software, etc. Not so good there. Share price down 4% at the moment. Just concern over what the big end of their business, enterprise sales, even though the result was actually above market expectations. So that US reporting season marches on.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones at the moment, down 15, so relatively stable, 31,361. S&P 500 at 3899, down 12. The NASDAQ, the tech index, is getting hit a little bit harder, 13,946, down 61. Overnight, the FTSE 100 down 13, 6518. The Nikkei up 57, 29562. Shanghai Composite 3655, up 1.4%, so all good there. The ASX 200 gained 36 points yesterday, 6856, up 0.52%. And we lost 98 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 12,830. On the currency markets and the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar this morning will purchase you 0.7215 US dollars, 0.9334 Aussie, 0.5949 euro, 0.5211 pounds, 75.52 Japanese yen. Gold, $1,840.37. And Brent crude hanging in there, Mike, still above $60, $61.59.
Have a good one. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.